ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతిః శాంతిః శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సిన్స్ వీ హ్యాడ్ నియర్లీ అబౌట్ అ మంత్ బ్రేక్, ఐ థాట్ ఇట్ వుడ్ బి వర్త్ వైల్ రీడింగ్ ద టెక్స్ట్ అంటిల్ నౌ ఫ్రమ్ ద బిగినింగ్. So those who have the text can please look at the book. Brahmanandavalli, chapter 2 in Taittiriya Upanishad. Om sahana vavatu sahanau bhunaktu sahaviryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shantihi. బ్రహ్మవిద ఆప్నోతి పరం తదేషాభ్యుక్త సత్యం జ్ఞానమనంతం బ్రహ్మ యో వేద నిహితం గుహాయాం పరమే వ్యోమన్. సో ఓష్ణుతే సర్వాన్ కామాన్ సహ బ్రహ్మణా విపశ్చితేతి తస్మాద్వా ఏతస్మాదాత్మన ఆకాశసంభూతః. ఆకాశాద్వాయుః వాయోరగ్నిః అగ్నేరాపః అభ్యపృథివీ పృథివ్యా ఓషధయః ఓషధీభ్యోన్నం అన్నాత్ పురుషః. స వాయేష పురుషోన్నరసమయః సస్యేదమేవ శిరః. అయం దక్షిణపక్షః అయముత్తరపక్షః అయమాత్మా ఇదం పుచ్చం ప్రతిష్టా తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి అన్నాద్వై ప్రజా ప్రజాయంతే యాక్కాశ్చ పృథివీగ శ్రుతాః అతో అన్నేనైవ జీవంతి అథైనదపి యంత్యంతతః అన్నగుం హి భూతానాం జ్యేష్టం తస్మాత్ సర్వౌషధముచ్యతే సర్వం వైతేన్నమాప్నువంతి ఏన్నం బ్రహ్మోపాసతే అన్నగుం హి భూతానాం జ్యేష్టం తస్మాత్ సర్వౌషధముచ్యతే అన్న ఆద్ భూతాని జాయంతే జాతాన్యన్నేన వర్ధంతే అద్యతేతి చ భూతాని తస్మాదన్నం తదుచ్యత ఇతి తస్మాద్వా ఏతస్మాదన్న రసమయాత్ అన్యోంతర ఆత్మ ఆప్రాణమయః తేనైష పూర్ణః సవాయేష పురుషవిద ఏవ తస్య పురుషవిదతాం అన్వయం పురుషవిదః తస్య ప్రాణయే వశిరః వ్యానో దక్షిణపక్షః అపాన ఉత్తరపక్షః ఆకాశ ఆత్మా పృథివీ పుచ్చం ప్రతిష్టా తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి ప్రాణం దేవా అనుప్రాణంతి మనుష్య ఆ పశవశ్చయే ప్రాణో హి భూతానామాయుః తస్మాత్ సర్వాయుషముచ్యతే సర్వమేవత ఆయుర్యంతి ఏ ప్రాణం బ్రహ్మోపాసతే ప్రాణో హి భూతానామాయుః తస్మాత్ సర్వాయుషముచ్యత ఇతి తస్యైష ఏవ శారీర ఆత్మా యః పూర్వస్య తస్మాద్వా ఏతస్మాత్ ప్రాణమయాత్ అన్యోంతర ఆత్మా మనోమయః తేనైష పూర్ణః సవాయేష పురుషవిద ఏవ తస్య పురుషవిదతాం అన్వయం పురుషవిదః తస్య యజురేవ శిరః ఋగ్దక్షిణపక్షః సామోత్తరపక్షః ఆదేశ ఆత్మా అథర్వాంగిరస పుచ్చం ప్రతిష్టా తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి యతో వాచో నివర్తంతే అప్రాప్య మనసా సహ ఆనందం బ్రహ్మణో విద్వాన్ నబిభేది కదాచనేతి తస్యైష ఏవ శారీర ఆత్మా యః పూర్వస్య తస్మాద్వా ఏతస్మాన్ మనోమయాత్ అన్యోంతర ఆత్మాభిజ్ఞానమయః తేనైష పూర్ణః సవాయేష పురుష విధ ఏవ తస్య పురుష విదతాం అన్వయం పురుష విదః తస్య శ్రద్ధైవ శిరః ఋతం దక్షిణ పక్షః సత్యముత్తర పక్షః యోగ ఆత్మా మహపుచ్ఛం ప్రతిష్టా తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి విజ్ఞానం యజ్ఞం తనుతే కర్మాణి తనుతేపి చ విజ్ఞానం దేవాత్ సర్వే బ్రహ్మజ్యేష్టముపాసతే విజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ చేద్వేద తస్మాచ్చేన్న ప్రమాధ్యతి శరీరే పాప్మనోహిత్వా సర్వాన్ కామాన్ సమశ్నుత ఇతి తస్యైష ఏవ శారీర ఆత్మా యః పూర్వస్య తస్మాద్వా ఏతస్మాద్విజ్ఞానమయాత్ అన్యోంతర ఆత్మానందమయః తేనైష పూర్ణః సవాయేష పురుష విద ఏవ తస్య పురుష విదతాం అన్వయం పురుష విదః తస్య ప్రియమేవ శిరః మోదో దక్షిణ పక్షః ప్రమోద ఉత్తర పక్షః ఆనంద ఆత్మా బ్రహ్మపుచ్ఛం ప్రతిష్టా తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి. So in the last webinar, we have been discussing the Anandamaya Kosha. And we said the original Ananda, which is Atmananda or Brahmananda, which is actually the only source of Ananda, that gets reflected in the subtle vrittis, subtle thoughts. So the Bimba Ananda, the original Ananda, becomes Pratibimba Ananda. Bimba Ananda is myself, and so it cannot be experienced by me because it is the experiencer I. But I, the original Ananda, can be experienced not as myself but in a reflected form. When the mirror of Sukshma Vrittis are available, when the mirror of Sukshma Vrittis are available, or Tattva Vrittis or Shuddha Vrittis are available, it can be reflected. And so, what I experience is not Bimba Ananda, the original Ananda, myself, but the Pratibimba Ananda. In what? In the Ati Sukshma Vrittis, and we also said, in the subtlety or in the purity of the Vrittis, there is a gradation. And therefore, in the Pratibimba Ananda also, there is gradation. And these vrittis with the graded Pratibimba Ananda is called Anandamaya Koshaha. So Anandamaya consists of two things. Number one, the Sukshma Vrittis, which have got gradation, and the Pratibimba Ananda, which also has got gradation because the gradation is in the reflecting medium. So Anandamaya Kosha consists of vrittis and vritti pratibimbita ananda, and these vrittis are graded in the three parts, and these three are priya vritti, moda vritti, and pramoda vritti. And priya vritti, we can call it the pure vritti. Moda vritti is purer, and pramoda vritti we can call the purest. And the pratibimba ananda, if good, I am happy, then it is Priya Vritti. In Moda Vritti, Pratibimbita Ananda is better, so I am happier. And in the Pramoda Vritti, Pratibimbita Ananda is the best, so I am the happiest. Normally, they give an example for these Vrittis, these three different grades of the Vrittis. For example, when we see a Priya Vastu, some object that we like, our mind then becomes happy with just seeing them. So darshana matram, by looking at it, we become happy. Therefore, our mind entertains priya vritti. But still, the mind cannot be quietened because we have only seen it, but we have not enjoyed that object yet. So then once we purchase the object, we paid the money, and still it is in the package, It is not enjoyed yet, but it is in my possession. We are happier because it is mine now. But we are not still the happiest yet, because when we open the package and actually enjoy the object, then only I become the happiest. So, Priya Darshanam, Priya Grahanam, and Priya Anubhavaha. So, in each one of these, there is a grade of happiness. And so, Vritti also becomes Priya Vritti, Moda Vritti, and Pramoda Vritti. And what exactly is Priya, Moda, and Pramoda? Vedanta analyzes again. When we say Moda Vritti, it only means the mind is still quieter compared to the time when I just was happy by looking at a thing, by seeing a thing, Priya Vritti. So Priyam means mind is quiet, and Pramoda means mind is the quietest. Because once it is got in my possession, and once I also enjoy it, I have no more anxiety about that, either about not getting it or not being able to enjoy it. I have got it, it is in my possession, I have enjoyed it, my happiness is the most, so mind becomes the quietest at that time. So why do we say so now? Because when I was looking for the object, I had the desire, but whether the object is available or not, it may be out of print, it may be out of stock, many reasons could be possible. So the mind is agitated with kama, kama the desire. This is an object I like. So when we see the object for the first time, our disturbance becomes less, because the worry whether the object is available or not, that is gone now, because it is available now. So the worry is not totally subsided though, but the worry is becoming less now. But the worry is not subsided because I don't have it yet. So for example, if there is only, when we go to stores, if you look for some object, then they say there is only one thing in stock or two things in stock. If you want to buy, you should buy now. So if you don't have money or something, you want to go back and come again, then you are worried whether by the time you get back, whether it will be still available or whether somebody would have bought it. Because the storekeepers always, they adopt this technique. There is only one last piece available if you want to buy. So someone else might buy. So it also, in the meantime, I'm worried about it. Suppose we possess, then some more agitations are gone now, because once we got it, that worry of not being able to get it, that is gone. But still we have not enjoyed it yet. So there could be a lot of slip. As they say, you know, there could be a slip between the lip and the cup. Before you drink coffee or whatever it is, before that can slip away. So I have to enjoy, this anxiety will be still there. That I have to enjoy this, I have to enjoy this, that anxiety will be still there. So when we enjoy it actually, that anxiety also will be gone. So in any enjoyment, whether it is music, whether it is reading, whether it is tasting, etc., before the enjoyment, kama janya vikshepa is there. That is due to the rajoguna. Kama janya vikshepa is there, and while enjoying, the kama janya vikshepa is gone. The anxiety arising out of that desire would be gone once it is enjoyed. So rajas gives way to sattvam at that time, namely quietitude. Mind becomes quietest. I have enjoyed it. I liked it. I got it. I enjoyed it. Now mind is very quiet. And in a quiet mind, Atmananda can reflect. Atmananda, if it has to reflect, mind should be the quietest. And this reflected Ananda alone, we enjoy as music joy, dance joy, book joy, ice cream joy, any joy. Whatever joy we enjoy, those joy are only the reflected Ananda in those vrittis. And what really happened? When the sense objects came, whatever we liked, the sense object, the Vishaya, when it came, my mind quietened. And so my Atmananda reflected it. So I enjoyed it. So now what do we tend to think? We tend to think that these Ananda, this enjoyment, they have come because of the sense object. There was no enjoyment before that. The sense object came. Now I got enjoyment. So what do I think? The object, the sense object is responsible for my enjoyment, for my happiness now. So actually in Sanskrit they call it Kalataliya Nyaya. That is Kakataliya Nyaya means like a crow. A crow sitting on a tree. A crow went and sat on a tree and a fruit fell. So what do we now say? Before the crow came, no fruit fell. So crow went and sat on the tree, fruit fell. So we think the falling of the fruit is due to the sitting of the crow on the tree. Similarly, here also, what do we say? Sense object came and I started to experience ananda. And what is the source of ananda? We say, music gave me joy. We say, that person gave me joy. That's what we always attribute to. We wrongly attribute the ananda to those sense vishayas. Strictly speaking, vishayas are not responsible for ananda at all. They are not responsible for any enjoyment whatsoever. The vishayas are only responsible for the priya, moda and pramoda vrittis only. They are not responsible for any joy at all. And when vrittis are formed, when these thoughts are formed, my own ananda, that gets my own inherent nature, that ananda gets reflected. And we experience the reflected ananda. This is the pradibimbita ananda, anandamaya koshananda, the experiential pleasure. So this we call it the experiential pleasure. And what is the problem here? The pradibimbita ananda can continue only as long as the vrittis, namely the medium, are there. This reflected ananda can continue only as long as these vrittis are there. Vrittis are the medium in which the atmananda is reflected. But none of these will be permanent because any modification might come. Just a phone call is enough. Through some news or some other thing, then that will immediately change. That joy will immediately go away. And none of these vrittis in themselves contain ananda at all. But what we experience is only the pratibimba ananda. So experiential ananda is pratibimba ananda and is contained in annamaya, anandamaya. And what is ananda atma? The Upanishad says ananda atma, that because of which the pratibimba ananda itself comes. The original one, we call it mukhya ananda, and there is no question of experiencing Brahmananda or Atmananda. We cannot say, I experience Brahmananda or Atmananda directly. Then what do we really understand? Every experiential ananda is my nature only. That should be clearly understood. When we experience any ananda, whatever may be the Vishaya ananda, they are only my own ananda I am experiencing. We should never look forward to experiencing Brahmananda, but we should only understand that in every ananda that we experience, the ananda is mine, my own nature only, and did not come from any vishayas. That is why, you know, when we say we enjoy means enjoy. In Tamil, we say enjoy, my joy. So every enjoyment is enjoy. It is my joy only. It is never attributed to any vishayas whatsoever. For example, if one can think of this example, you have a dog. You take a dog. You know what the dog does? The dog chews on the bone. It bites the bone. And the bone is very dry. Bone is as dry as bone. Bone dry. It is very dry. And does not contain even a drop of blood at all by itself. It is very dry bone. And this dog bites the bone. And the sharp edge of the bone, it hurts, it wounds the mouth of the dog. And because of that, blood comes from the dog's mouth. The dog uses now its dog logic. Dog has its own logic. So before biting, there was no blood. And after biting, blood came. So what the dog did? The blood must have come from the bone. That's what the dog thinks. Blood should have come from the bone. And to prove its logic, what dog does? It bites even harder. More blood comes, and now it is certain that the taste has come, the blood has come from the bone. Similarly, we also say that when we see the picture, some picture or some whatever it is, movie, anything, I become happy And so, what do I conclude? This picture or this movie or whatever it is should be the source of joy. But what does a Viveki do? A Viveki, a Jnani, he understands that in any joy, the joy part is mine and the fluctuation part is due to the vrittis. So he understands the joy part alone is mine. All the fluctuations are attributed to the vrittis, the various graded vrittis, Priya vritti, Moda vritti, Pramoda vritti. Not only that, a time might come when the Priya, Moda, Pramoda vrittis are not there at all. They will go away. So from Anandamaya, I have now then come to Manomaya. And naturally, Ananda is not reflected at all. So I am not worried at that time also, if I am a Viveki, because whether Ananda is reflected or not, I am Ananda Swarupaha myself. That is what the Jnani, the Viveki, he understands. Whether my face is reflected in the mirror or not, I am I. There may be a mirror. Whether the face is reflected or not, I am I. It is not that when the mirror is gone, I am also gone. I am ever there. If the mirror is there, if it is capable of reflecting my image, it would. If it is not capable of doing that, not that I am gone, I am there only. Only the reflection is gone. Similarly, when the vrittis are gone, only the pratibimba ananda is gone. But even when there is no pratibimba ananda, bimba ananda is. The original image is. The original ananda is. It cannot be seen because bimba ananda is what? Is myself. It cannot be seen at all. It is myself. So how do we know then Brahmananda at all? As the ananda, it is experienced as the ananda in every experiential pleasure. So it is the nirvisesha ananda, and through all savisesha ananda, it is experienced. So it is nirvisesha ananda, experienced through all savisesha ananda. It cannot be directly experienced by myself. For example, if you want to give an example, we can never see our own eyes. If we have to see our own eyes, what do we need? We need a mirror. So only through a mirror, we can see our eyes. Even though our eyes see so many things, we cannot see our own eyes without the help of a mirror. So here also, the our own eye, our own ananda, it is experienced through all these things, media. It is our sorupa, it is our very nature. That is what is said here. Tasya priyam eva shiraha. Tasya anandamayasya. What is its head? We have to now remember all this shira, paksha, pukcha, kalpana that has gone through in every kosha. The discussion in every prakaranam, we have gone through that. The head, the sides, the pratishta, this, you know, all those pucham, everything we saw. So here, for the anandamaya kosha, priyam, the priya vritti, that is the head. Which is, so the priya vritti with the pratibimba ananda is the head. And modo dakshina pakshaha, the moda vritti plus the pratibimba ananda is the right side. And pramoda uttara pakshaha, the pramoda vritti plus the pratibimba ananda is the left side. And what is atma? Anandaha atma. Anandaha atma, this is the bimba ananda, the original ananda. So here atma is the mukhya atma. The pratyagatma, we already saw these terms earlier, mukhya atma and pratyagatma, the innermost self. I am the atma who is ananda swarupaha. I am that atma who is ananda swarupaha. That means what? The previous three alone is the anandamaya kosha. That is priya, priyavritti, moda vritti, pramoda vritti. They all belong to the kosha, anandamaya kosha part. The ananda atma is not part of the kosha, is different from the kosha. It is the adhishtana atma. It is the mukhya atma. And this is the uniqueness of this anandamaya prakarana. Compared to the other annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya prakaranas, this anandamaya prakaranam, this is the unique difference between that. Because in pranamaya kosha, if you take all the five limbs, this shira, paksha, puksha, and pucham, pratishta, all the five limbs belong to pranamaya only. In manomaya kosha also, ఆల్ ది ఫైవ్ లిమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది శిరాపక్ష పుచ్చ కల్పన దే ఆర్ ఆల్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది మనోమయ కోశ ఓన్లీ, సిమిలర్లీ ఇన్ అన్నమయ కోశ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ. బట్ ఇన్ ఆనందమయ కోశ ఆల్ ది ఫైవ్ డూ నాట్ బిలాంగ్ టు ఆనందమయ. ప్రియ మోద ప్రమోద వృత్తిస్ దే బిలాంగ్ టు ఆనందమయ, వెరాస్ ది అదర్ టు ఆనంద ఆత్మ బ్రహ్మపుచ్చం ప్రతిష్ట దీస్ టు దే బిలాంగ్ టు నాట్ దే డోంట్ బిలాంగ్ టు ఆనందమయ. దెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ బిలాంగ్ టు ఆనందమయ దెన్ వై డూ వి ఇన్క్లూడ్ దమ్ ఇన్ దాట్ బికాస్ ఇన్ ద డిస్కషన్ వీ ఇన్క్లూడ్ దమ్ ఇన్ దట్ ఇన్ ద లిస్ట్ బికాస్ వీ కెనాట్ సెపరేట్ ఆనందమయ బికాస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ప్రతిబింబ ఆనంద ఇస్ బింబ ఆనంద షుడ్ బి దేర్. So if there is no Bimba Ananda, there can be no Pradibimba Ananda at all. So when you say Priya Moda Pramoda Vrittis in the Anandamaya Kosha, we have to naturally include Atma Ananda and Brahma Ananda. So therefore, Ananda Atma is closely connected with Anandamaya Kosha. So Anandaha Atma, I am Ananda. How do we experience that? We should never ask that question. How to experience this ananda, ananda, I can never question that because I can never experience myself the ananda swarupaha I can never experience myself, I am the subject, but I can experience the pratibimba ananda, the reflected ananda I can experience all the time. In fact, if you, every time you smile, all the time, anytime you smile for a joke or for whatever reason, I am experiencing atmananda alone. I am not experiencing any other ananda. It is Atmananda alone. There is no question of Vishayananda at all. There is no question arising out of the happiness from any sense object. We are always experiencing Atmananda only. We wrongly call it as Vishayananda. The ananda due to any object or any relationship or any people. Suppose we say, I am interested only in the Pradibimba Ananda. I am not interested in the Atmananda at all because you say Atmananda cannot be experienced anyway. So I am not interested in that. I am interested only in the Pradibimba Ananda if I say. Then what the Vedantin will say, the Advaitin will say, that's fine, okay, no problem. So you can certainly go after Pradibimba Ananda if you want to. But I will warn you, that's what he will say. I will warn you of the defects of the Pradibimbita Ananda. What are the defects? First, getting itself is very difficult. And having got, preserving is impossible. Arthanam arjane dukkham. To gain that, it is lot of dukkham, lot of efforts one has to invest. And arjitanam cha rakshane. Whatever has been obtained, to protect that is even more difficult. So that is how it is very difficult to acquire. Having got, to retain is even more difficult. Actually, as Swamiji says, when this guy drinks something, for example, he drinks, you know, some Coca-Cola or some drink like that. What he does? He keeps on looking at the level of that liquid. He looks at the container all the time at the level, because each time he drinks, the level goes down. Now he is not enjoying the drink at all. He is looking at the level because he is worried it is going to exhaust. And once he exhausts, he might want to refill. He has to pay more money perhaps. And even then, it cannot be completely without exhaustion. It has to be refilled again and again. He can never have it to his fullest extent. Very difficult. So, he is not enjoying the drink actually, but only worried about its getting exhausted. So, that is how all these anandas attributed to vishayas, they end up only in that state. So any vritti and vishaya based pleasures, vritti based pleasure, vishaya based pleasure, the pradibimbita ananda can never be permanent. So that is what the understanding here should be, that never are permanent. Not only that, Shankaracharya, he also says it is punya based also. It is not just only vritti based and vishaya based, it is also punya based also. But bimba ananda is not vritti based or vishaya based or even punya based. It is my nature. It is my swarupa. Therefore, I am Brahmananda. That wisdom is more important. I am Brahmananda. Wisdom is most important. So enjoy Pratibimbita Ananda when it comes. Whenever there is pleasure. always enjoy it. There is no problem at all. But if it is not there, don't despair. That is the most important thing, because people tend to, you know, become agitated and all if it is not there at some point in time. So agate swagatam kuryat. Whenever it comes, with open hands, entertain them and enjoy them. No problem. Any pleasure when it comes. Don't get addicted to that. That is a problem. So for an Advaitin, if it is not available to get it also, he is not worried. If it is there, fine. If it is not there, fine also. So Anandaha Atma. Then comes the Mahavakyam in the Upanishad. Brahma Puchyam Pratishta. Brahma Puchyam Pratishta. What is the Pratishta? The basis for Atmananda? It is Brahman. Brahman is the basis. Brahmananda alone is the basis, which is comparable to the Puchyam. As we saw in the earlier discussion, Puchyam, it is only a symbolic comparison. So don't think that Brahmananda is Puchyam and all. It is only a symbolic comparison. So Puchyam iva Puchyam. It is like a comparison. So why do we call Brahmananda as the basis then? It is because when Brahmananda alone is there, when it is available within a upadhi, within an individual, we call that as Atmananda. When it is available within an individual, we call it Atmananda. So Brahmananda itself is termed as Atmananda within the upadhi, the medium, the individual equipment. So antakarana upahita anandaha, atmanandaha. And what is the example here again? The akasha itself, the space. When it is available within a pot, we call it what? Ghata akasaha. So when the space is available within a pot, we call it ghata akasha, the pot space. But in fact, what is the fact? The total space and pot space are one and the same. They are not different. The only thing is, as long as the pot is there, we give the name pot space. It is only the name difference. No difference in the essential nature of space. Pot space also is indestructible. It is asangaha. Same with the space. So we cannot say pot space is small, pot space is large, because we can say only pot is small or pot is large. We cannot say pot space is large or small. So Atmananda or Brahmananda are one and the same. But from the individual angle, we call it Atmananda. But in its own original nature, we call it Brahmananda. So Brahma Puchyam Pratishta. And what is Brahman now? Therefore, I, the Ananda Atma, am Brahman. That is the conclusion. I, the Ananda Atma, am Brahman. Which alone actually the Upanishad had started in the beginning itself. Brahma vida apnoti param tadesha abhyukta satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam paramebhyo man. So for revealing the Brahman alone, the Upanishad had started. After adhyaropa and apavada methods, I hope you remember those things, because in the beginning I explained what are those methods. Now, what is the conclusion? Brahman is nothing but Ananda Atma. I myself, that's the Brahman. And it has revealed the Yoveda Nihitam Guhayam. What are the various guhas, the various caves? Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, all this Anandamaya Kosha. So they are all various caves. For example, Pranamaya is inside the cave of Annamaya. And Manomaya is inside the cave of Pranamaya. Vijnanamaya, Manomaya is, so each one of them. So finally, we came to Anandamaya Kosha Guha. To that cave we came in. And in the Anandamaya Kosha, what is there? The Pratibimba Ananda. And within the Pratibimba Ananda, what must be there? The Bimba Ananda must be there. So that is how it is guhayam. Yoveda nikitam guhayam. So the Bimbananda is I, which is within the Anandamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha guhayam. So the Shruti has successfully revealed the Brahman. Shruti has revealed the Brahman. Now it will quote a Rig Mantra. You know, each time in the analysis we remember that each one, the analysis is complete, it is quoting a Rig Mantra. But the Rig Mantra is not going to deal with Anandamaya Kosha here. but it will deal with this Ananda, the Brahma, Brahman. So for Annamaya Kosha, Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, etc., we had a Rig Mantra there also. But Anandamaya Kosha, we do not have a Rig Mantra for the Anandamaya Kosha itself. Because from Anandamaya, the Upanishad came to Brahman. If we follow that, in all other cases, each one became a Sharira Atma when the next discussion came and all that thing. Whereas here, in the Anandamaya Kosha, from Anandamaya Kosha, which is consisting of those three vrittis, it went to Ananda and Brahmananda, Brahma Puchyam Pratishtha. So, and in regard to this Brahman, a Rig Mantra is going to be quoted. So, not with respect to the Anandamaya Kosha, consisting of the three vrittis, but with respect to this Brahman. There is a Rig Mantra quotation. Tadesha, tadapyesha shloko bhavati. So, it is now going to give the quotation. Tad means Brahma Vishaye. Anandamaya Vishaye, there is this following Rig Mantra quotation. And what is that? We will read now. Asanne vasa bhavati asad brahme diveda chet asti brahme ti chet dveda santamenam tado vituriti tasya ishaye vasharira atma yav purvasya. So here, up to iti, tado viduriti, viduriti is the quotation of the Rig Mantra. That is the second line. So like the, you know, it is like the iti shabda. It denotes the ending of the quotation. And what is the content of this Rig Mantra? This Rig Mantra, it imagines a problem for the student. It imagines a problem. What is that? The Upanishad has clearly said that the Bimbananda or Brahmananda or Atmananda cannot be experienced. We have already told earlier, this Atmananda, Brahmananda cannot be experienced. It is you, the experiencer. That's what the Upanishads has declared. And whatever Ananda that one experiences, the highest, the greatest, whatever it is, even though the mystic, you know, people, they also enjoy, you know, they go to Samadhi, all kinds of things. They enjoy, they say, they got into ecstasy. Some people say, in the Bhava Samadhi, they are there. They were in a peculiar bliss. You know, people tell all kinds of things. They forgot the whole surroundings. They were absorbed in the Samadhi for hours together. They are great Rama Bhaktas, Krishna Bhaktas. They got into a trance. All that thing people say. And we all read in books also about such exalted bliss conditions, exalted bliss conditions. We read them. But even that is only Anandamaya Koshananda alone. They are not Atmananda or Brahmananda at all. They are still belonging to the Anandamaya Kosha. Why? Because one can come out of that any time. You can be in Samadhi maybe for how long? Maybe some people, maybe a few minutes, maybe some hours, maybe some people, maybe 1 or 2 days. But there is still a time, a finite time, a person after which has to come out of that. So they can be in such a peculiar state for some time only, and there is a time limit. That means what? It is a condition of the mind that they are enjoying now at that time. And the condition of that mind may be Pramoda Vritti perhaps, or Prapramoda Vritti, maybe the highest, but still it is finite. So even if you go to Brahma Loka and enjoy that, that also is Vritti Ananda only. It is also Vishayananda only. It is time bound. It is conditional. It is still experiential Ananda only. It may be peculiar, but is still limited. So what happens? This person is bound to be dissatisfied at some point in time, because there is no limit for one's desire. Even though the person got that experience at that point in time, that person, once that goes away, he will be dissatisfied. He still will be craving for more. So if such a person has come to Loka Vivahara after experience, maybe he's in some Samadhi state, and from there he is now coming to Loka Vivahara, after that state is gone, even for 1 second if he has come, he is going to be very upset, because I am not in that original earlier state at all. That is going to upset this person. So actually, one author wrote, it seems, I was in such a high bliss that when I came to Vyavahara, it was like thousands of ants biting me. That is the kind of experience this person narrated. So that means what? They had bliss, and that got compensated by the pain when he came out of that bliss. Like the Gopikas, Virahatapam, you know, the Gopikas. When Krishna was there, they were also exalted. The moment Krishna is gone, they were all in great despair. So since they are not satisfied, they will still work for Brahmananda. Because they originally thought they worked for it, they got it. And then they later found out when they came out of that, it is gone. So now they still want to work even more. They keep on working. So they may get another experience perhaps. And then they may think Brahmananda has come now this time. Only to only find out that that also will go away. Because they are ever trying to work for Brahmananda. That way actually many people who say that they go into Samadhi state and all, you know, people go through all this. And after some time, they are not able to deal with the regular vivaharas of the practical world. So what they are doing? They get into even other habits. They get to drinking, they get to drugs, they get to all kinds of other undesirable effects also. So one, when one is not able to naturally go into Samadhi, due to Samadhi addiction, they resort to external means, all kinds of other means to get into the Samadhi addiction. So some people keep looking for Brahmananda and it does not come. And what they do? They become even atheists because they keep looking for it and it doesn't come. You keep on looking for it, it will never come. So they don't believe in it. They say whatever Shruti says, the Vedas say, they are all not correct at all. So there is nothing like a Brahmananda and all that. So we get into a mess and conclude that Brahmananda does not exist. Because of our own lack of understanding, we conclude that Brahmananda does not exist at all. And here alone, Upanishad comes. It says, never say Brahmananda is not there, etc. It is. And it is the very you, the experiencer. It is there. It is the very you. And that is what is said here. Asat Brahmeti Veda Chet. Asat Brahmeti Veda Chet. If someone says that Brahman or Brahmananda is non-existent, it is like saying what? Asanneva Sahabhavati. It means that person himself or herself is not existent. Can anyone say that I am not existent? So not knowing that, all the time denying Brahman. So really speaking, this person is denying oneself only, not knowing that Brahman is oneself, himself. And so what is important? Asti Brahmeti Veda. Never deny Brahman. One should always say Brahman is, Brahman Asti. It is all the time. If you cannot understand it, then at least we should believe it. Because Shruti says, the scriptures say, we may not understand what the scriptures say all the time, but at least we should believe in it. Because if you go on believing Brahma Asti, that Brahman is, one day the teaching might become clear. Brahma Asti I should not say, because I will continue to search for that Brahman also. That is also another problem here. He cannot say Brahma is, Brahma is, Brahman is, Brahman is. That's true. But if he says, keep on saying that, one might perhaps tend to search for that Brahman also. So I should say, Brahma Asmi. Instead of just only say Brahma Asti, Brahma is, we should say, I am Brahman. Then only the search will end. Otherwise, one will keep on searching for that Brahman when he himself is that Brahman. Therefore, one should have Astikya Buddhi, Brahmeti Veda. Astikya Buddhi, so that is the belief. So if a person knows Brahman as existent, this is called Paroksha Jnana. When he knows Brahman as existence, then Santam Yenam Tataha Viduhu. Such a person, he is called a Sat Purushaha, a noble person, Santam. So because there is a chance for him to know Brahman as himself someday. If one says there is no Brahman at all, where is the chance for him to know Aham Brahmasmi anytime? Never. As long as I do not recognize, I should continue to believe that Brahman is all the time. Thus, in this shloka, the Astikya Buddhi or Shraddha, the faith, that is emphasized. That is what is emphasized here. So here, Shankaracharya, he gives actually two means for the word asat. Asan neva sabhavati, for that asat. There are two meanings to the word sat also. Asat and sat, Acharya gives two meanings. Actually, he uses it as a pun. What is the first meaning? If a person says Brahman is non-existent, non-existence is asat, then he himself becomes asat. He becomes non-existent. So here asat means non-existent. And the second meaning Shankaracharya gives is he becomes purushartha ayogyaha. Ayogyaha means unfit. He is unfit for moksha purushartha particularly. Dharma artha kama moksha, moksha purushartha, he becomes unfit for it. Why? Because if I do not accept Brahman, I will not accept Brahma Prapti also. When I don't accept Brahman, how am I going to accept Brahma Prapti also? So I become as good as a non-believer in Brahman. So, and Brahman and Brahma Prapti. And scriptures are talking about varieties of disciplines for attaining Brahman. Naturally, I will not believe in those disciplines also if I am not a believer. That means I will lead an undisciplined life. No fear of punyam, no fear of papam, no fear of God, no fear of order. So I will become a swachandachari, a person who will just behave the way I like without going taking into the dharma adharma points at all. Living as I like. Such a person is termed here as asat. He is non-existent for practical purposes, even though he is physically, this person may be existing. And if he does not follow the discipline, not only he become unfit for moksha purushartha, he will become unfit for all the purusharthas. Agnyascha shraddhadanascha samshayatma vinashyati nayam lokosuna paraha nakusam nasukam samasyatmanaha. In the fourth chapter, actually Krishna said in the end, one who does not have Shraddha, the faith, he will not follow the religious disciplines at all. So neither he will be happy in this world, nor will he be happy in the other world. And moksha for him is far, far away. So the first meaning of the word asat is non-existent. And the second meaning is ayogyaha, for moksha purushartha particularly. So now if this meaning is understood for the word asat, then we can take the opposite meaning for the word sat. Asat and sat are opposites. So which also can convey two meanings then. The first one is, as the asat was non-existent, here sat means he is existent because he does not deny the existence of Brahman. And the second meaning is what? He becomes purushartha yogyaha. There he was purushartha ayogyaha in the case of the asat case, whereas here he becomes purushartha yogyaha, eligible for the moksha purushartha, because he has got shraddha in Brahman and shraddha in Brahma prapti also. And therefore he follows the discipline that are prescribed in Shruti, in the Vedas, shama, dama, uparati, titiksha, shraddha, samadhanam, all those various disciplines he follows. Even though he foregoes certain worldly pleasures in adhering to these disciplines, he does not feel that he misses anything at all. He will always tell his mind that even though some of those pleasures are considered to be missed for him, I will be rewarded with the higher gain later. The person is very convinced, he has that faith. Others may tease him also. It does not matter as far as he is concerned. He becomes Satpurushaha, he is Santaha, a saint. He becomes a Dharmikaha. So what is the conclusion here? Have Shraddha in the scriptures. One should have faith in the scriptures. So with this, the Rig Mantra quotation also is over. Now the Yajurveda Upanishad picks up the thread now and formally concludes this Anandamaya Prakaranam. So the quotation is over. So Rig Mantra quotation is after that. The Yajurveda Upanishad, that takes over the thread. And here also, Anandamaya is given a special title. And we also saw these titles in the case of the other koshas also, Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, in all of them. Here, Anandamaya is also given a special title called Sharira Atma. In other cases also, they were given the title Sharira Atma. So, if Anandamaya is Sharira Atma, then is within which Sharira? That question we'll ask. So, Anandamaya is within the Vijnanamaya Sharira. It is Sharira Atma. It is within the Vijnanamaya Shariram, and that is what is said here. Tasya Purvasya. Purvasya means Vijnanamayasya. Yeshaha Sharira Atma. This Anandamaya is Sharira Atma of the previous Vijnanamaya. Okay. The Anandamaya itself is Sharira Atma. But remember, within Anandamaya itself, the Mukhya Atma is there. In the other cases, this situation was not there. Whereas here, Anandamaya is Sharira Atma, but within it, there is this Mukhya Atma. The Pratyaka Atma, the Atma is there. So, which is already revealed in the Anandamaya Prakarana. We already put Ananda Atma, Brahma Puchyam Pratishtha. We already saw that. We should be very careful. So, Anandamaya Kosha refers to all the three Shira, Paksha, Puchya, Kalpana only. That is, Priya, Moda, Pramoda, Vritti only, it refers to Anandamaya Kosha here. And when the Upanishad said, Ananda Atma, Brahma Puchyam Pratishta, when it said that Ananda is Mukhya Ananda. And once Ananda becomes Mukhya Ananda, then Priya Meva Shiraha, Moda Udakshina Pakshaha, Pramoda Uttara Pakshaha, they all become Anandamaya Kosha. Because this is Ananda. So, up to Ananda Atma, the Anandamaya is serving as a kosha only. That Anandamaya is serving as Atma till we come to the Ananda Atma. Till we come to that level, it is still only a kosha. So, Ananda is said to be Atma, and so Priya, Moda, Pramoda Vrittis will become Anatma. When only Ananda is said to be Atma here, the vrittis, they become anatma, mithya, namarupa. The same discussion we had with respect to the other koshas, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, like in all of them, this becomes anatma, this becomes mithya, it's only namarupa. And why we say this? Otherwise, what we will be wondering? This section is closing with Anandamaya, the Sharira Atma, without coming to the Mukhya Ananda at all. And that is the subject. Because the Upanishad started with what? Brahmavit Apnodi Param. Satyam Jnanam Anandam Brahma. It started with that inquiry. And then we will be, if we are concluding with only Anandamaya Kosha, then the topic will be not concluded. Mukhya Ananda would not have come at all. So, in the Anandamaya itself, we have to read it actually twice. First time when we read Priyameva Shiraha, Modo Dakshina Pakshaha, Pramoda Uttara Pakshaha, that is Anandamaya Vritti, which is Atma. And once we come to Ananda Atma, Atma becomes Ananda, and Priya, Moda, Pramoda Vrittis become Anandamaya Koshaha, Mithya, Namarupa, should be understood very clearly. With this, the Anandamaya Prakaranam also is concluded by the Upanishad. That means Mukhya Atma is revealed. The Aikyam with Brahman also is pointed out. And for what purpose the teacher introduced Brahman in the Upanishad, that purpose is served. The teacher started with Brahmavit Apnoti Param. That Brahma Jnanam he has revealed. The Upanishad has revealed. But the students, even though the Upanishad, as far as the Upanishad is concerned, it concluded the topic. But the student, he comes up with some questions based on the teaching, this teaching, which is called Anuprashna. Anuprashna means Prashna. If you take Prashnam, Prashna is question. Question is any question. For example, people might say there is a question answer session tomorrow somewhere. You can go and ask any question. But if they say there is this topic, there is this topic on which only one can, a topic is talked about, discussed, and questions have to be based on the topic, then we call it Anuprashna. So, Prashna and Anuprashna. So, that means questions based on the teaching. Mere Prashna means whatever question is independently asked. Here it is based on the teaching, and ది స్టూడెంట్ కమ్స్ అప్ విత్ అనుప్రశ్న తదాదు తదాదో అనుప్రశ్నా. దట్ సెక్షన్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు స్టార్ట్ అండ్ వీ విల్ సీ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వెబినార్ రిగార్డింగ్ దిస్ అనుప్రశ్న టాపిక. Now with that we will conclude the discussion for today and then I will open it up for discussion after I stop this.